How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
The vast bodies of water that cover our planet are filled with curious sights. But on the rare occasion that those water levels drop, some seriously intriguing things are revealed that, often, we didn't even know were there. From peculiar remnants of ancient civilizations to entire lost cities, here are some of the most mysterious discoveries found under dried bodies of water. When 9-year-old Casper Clark from Clevedon, England received a metal detector for Christmas in 2020, he couldn't wait to test it out. So, when his hometown drained the local lake for its annual cleaning, Casper saw an opportunity. With his metal detector in hand, he helped sweep the empty lake for trash and, in his case, treasure. Among the litter on the drained lake bed, Casper uncovered a broken GoPro and 3 rings, which might not seem like much, but Casper was proud of his loot, and his mom decided to show it off on Facebook. That's when things got a little crazy. Unbelievably, having seen the Facebook post, a man came forward to reveal Casper had found his missing wedding ring. Andy Mitchard, who lost his ring 8 months prior while paddleboarding on the lake, couldn't believe his eyes when he saw the Facebook post. With Clevedon Lake being almost 1,000 feet long, Casper's discovery was extremely lucky, and the chances of Andy happening upon the Facebook post were even slimmer. While I doubt Casper was all that thrilled about losing his treasure when he gave it back, he admitted that it felt good to make someone else happy. Which, in this case, was Andy and his wife, who'd been incredibly angry to hear her husband had lost their wedding ring. I guess there are 2 lessons we can take away from this story. Firstly, maybe buying that metal detector you've been eyeing up isn't such a bad idea. And secondly, if you want to keep your loot, you probably shouldn't show it off on social media. But if you want to discover some instant loot of your own, hit that follow button so you can uncover the motherlode of pure entertainment I upload on the reg. Now back to some more mysterious dried water discoveries. In 2012, when the water levels of Poyang Lake, previously the largest freshwater lake in China, started to decline, something was revealed that left locals speechless. On the dried-out lake bed, there lay the remnants of a long granite structure with 1,100 curious holes running along its length. The harsh drought conditions, which left China's Jiangxi province without enough water to even fish in, unearthed the strange creation, where it ran almost 2 miles across the lake bed. But what was this unusual construction? Could it be a failed attempt at building the Great Wall of China? Well, no, not quite. The long stretch of granite was quickly identified as an ancient bridge. It soon came to be known among locals as the Thousand Eye Bridge, named after those 1,100 holes along its side. But as it turned out, there was much more to this bridge than just a few holes. Researchers soon determined that, despite having been hidden for 400 years, the bridge played an important part in the history of the Ming Dynasty. Built in 1631 during the reign of the last Ming Emperor, Zhu Yujian, the bridge not only served as a crucial link between the large towns and local fishing villages, its location also coincidentally marks the very spot where the first Ming Emperor achieved victory over the Han clan, birthing the Ming Dynasty. Not exactly any old footbridge, is it? When it was built, the Thousand Eye Bridge was considered the longest bridge in China, but despite its excellence, it failed to withstand the power of time. As prolonged rainfall in the wet summer seasons continued to raise the lake's water levels, the bridge slowly disappeared into the depths. Now, droughts have brought the bridge back into the public eye, with visitors traveling to see the creation, which sits partly restored among mud and shallow puddles. When you think of a junkyard, you probably don't picture the serene canals that snake their way through Paris. But in 2016, when the Canal Saint-Martin, known best for the wealthy inhabitants that live in its vicinity, was being drained for cleaning, a junkyard is exactly what was revealed. Curious crowds gathered on the arched footbridges to get a good look at the oddities poking out of the sludge below. To drain the canal, the water was first redirected to the River Seine before dozens of workers waded through the mud to rescue and remove any leftover fish. Then, the real work began. As the cleaning progressed, all kinds of strange and ridiculous items were dredged from the water. Of course, there was the standard stuff you'd expect, beer bottles, shell-covered bicycles, and so on, but a few larger items took a turn for the bizarre. Before long, cleaning crews happened upon mopeds, toilets, mattresses, and full porcelain bathtubs that had to be dragged away with tractors. You've got to wonder, who thought their bathtub would look better at the bottom of a canal? There was even a vintage camera and an old boombox, presumably dropped by individuals now lost to history. While each of these strange canal-dwelling objects undoubtedly had a fascinating story behind their presence there, most of them will remain a mystery forever. Next up, in the summer of 2018, 8-year-old Saga Vanacek went on a family vacation to Vidastern Lake in southern Sweden. Having been the hottest summer in 260 years, evaporation had left the lake extremely shallow, allowing Saga to wade out further than people usually could. While wading along, she stumbled upon what she thought was a stick, but turned out to be something much more spectacular. The object, long, crooked, and caked with mud, quickly revealed itself to be a rusted blade attached to a handle. Saga quickly realized she'd found herself something amazing, a genuine ancient sword. When Saga shared her finding with her old man, he immediately got in contact with a local museum, and the sword was soon established to be over 1,500 years old, meaning it actually predates the Vikings. Being the first of its kind ever found in Sweden, experts were left wondering who the sword might have belonged to. Did some unfortunate ancient sailor fall overboard or through the ice during a winter trek? Or was a wealthy noble buried somewhere in the lake with their most cherished possessions? Either theory could be true, seeing as, when the museum carried out further excavations, they found a valuable brooch from the 3rd century in the same area. While more information is likely to be revealed as further excavations take place, people have since begun jokingly dubbing Saga as Sweden's modern-day King Arthur. Why? Well, in variations of the legend of King Arthur, the brave hero receives the powerful sword Excalibur from the Lady of the Lake. Obviously, there was no mystical lady involved this time, and Saga won't really be crowned anytime soon. But who needs a crown when you found the real-life Excalibur? Not all discoveries made under dried bodies of water are quite so easily handheld as a sword. The citizens of Arasinakere, a village near the city of Mysore in India, uncovered something huge in 2019. In a joint effort, the villagers unearthed two enormous sandstone statues buried face to face below a dry lake bed. The mysterious bull-shaped creations were soon identified as carvings of Nanda, the sacred gatekeeping bull of Hinduism. The statues are usually found in front of the Hindu deity Shiva in Indian temples, so to find them buried under a dried lake was certainly unusual, but not as impossible as it may initially seem. According to local experts, the dried lake was actually the site of a sacred Shiva temple from as early as the 16th century AD right up until the early 1900s. In that period, many people are thought to have traveled to see it, including Maharaja Jayachamarajendra Wadiyar, then ruler of the state of Mysore, in the 1940s. Only when he arrived, he found the temple submerged in gradually rising waters. It's said that the Maharaja spent weeks trying to retrieve the Nandi statues and other remnants of the temple before he eventually gave up and left, leaving his prayers with the underwater temple and its gatekeepers. While the cause of the temple's submersion was never recorded, as years passed, either through rising waters sinking into the mud, or possibly even intentional burial, the temple and its statues disappeared beneath the water. That said, villagers did occasionally spot the heads of the Nandi sticking out on drier years when the water level dipped, but it was only after a particularly grueling summer that the lake dried up entirely, and some curious residents decided to dig a little deeper. For now, both Nandi remain in the ground as archaeologists plan the next step for their research and conservation. Hopefully, they don't also give up and leave like the Maharaja did. Next up, mentioned in some of my previous episodes already, Tanzania's Lake Natron is a truly otherworldly place. Its incredibly alkaline water makes for some effects that are both intriguing and a little disturbing. Arguably, the strangest of these effects are the ashy, mummified animals lining the lake's banks. At first glance, you may think Medusa herself had paid the lake a visit, but there's actually something equally strange going on. Since water flows into the lake but only escapes by evaporation, high levels of salt tend to build up in the lake water. These extreme conditions make it almost impossible for most animals to live in, and because of this, it's only home to a single species of fish, some flamingos, and the algae they feed on. Any other creatures who try to make the lake their home all tend to suffer the same terrible fate. They turn to stone. At least, that's what it looks like. In reality, dead animals that fall into the water are fantastically preserved by the salts that leach into their flesh. As water evaporates in the hot summer months, the revealed remains are coated in another layer of salt that leaves them looking like white statues littering the crimson banks. And as for that odd crimson hue of the lake, this is caused by the presence of haloarchaea, a special type of red-pigmented microorganism that flourishes in extremely salty water. Altogether, with bloody-looking water and animals turned to stone, the whole lake looks like something out of a mythical war. But that wouldn't put me off visiting, would it you? Now, we've all heard of Atlantis, the ancient sunken city. Sadly, no one has found any overwhelming proof that it really existed yet, but that doesn't mean there aren't other real cities with similar stories. A particularly intriguing location of this kind can be found in the Aral Sea between Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan, or what's left of it. You see, the Aral Sea dried out almost completely in the decades following the early 1960s, when Soviet government plans diverted the main rivers that fed it to irrigate the surrounding desert for cotton production. With an area more than double the size of Belgium eventually left as dry desert, it was almost inevitable that something fascinating would appear sooner or later. And boy, did it. In 2001, when archaeologists were scouring the dry wasteland, they happened upon something they first thought was nothing more than a heap of dry ruins, but soon turned out to be a lost settlement from the 14th century. The site, now known as Aral Asar, was once a bustling community whose economy thrived on trade from the Silk Road. The presence of other similar sites in the area suggests Aral Asar may even have been part of a wider, expansive city. However, the clues left behind by the settlement's inhabitants told an odd and tragic story. Several household items like millstones and ceramic vessels had been left in place, seemingly having been abandoned in a hurry. The reason for this, while uncertain, was likely due to a sudden natural rise in the water level of the Aral Sea at the time, which may have occurred too quickly to allow the people to properly escape. But there was more than just a tragic upheaval that made Aral Asar such a fascinating discovery. Aside from the city's ruins, archaeologists also found the remains of rice fields and a crock with agricultural tools in it. While those might not seem like the most unusual findings, they're actually pretty darn puzzling. Why? Well, the 14th century Central Asian population was previously thought to have led a mostly nomadic lifestyle, and their only type of farming was thought to be cattle breeding. But the discovery of both cultivated land and the tools to tend to it is now forcing archaeologists to reevaluate their understanding of Central Asian history. And all because those wacky Soviets turned a sea into a desert. Wow.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO. How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO. How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.
In 2015, Australian researchers recovered something incredible from a dried-out area that was imminently about to be covered with water. The researchers found themselves in a race against time after stellar observation cameras stationed in the central Australian desert captured the thrilling sight of a meteorite falling from the sky. It started as a greenish streak of light burning through the atmosphere, and after 6 seconds of soaring through the air, it crashed in the middle of Catti Thanda Lake Air. The lake is almost completely empty for most of the year, as its water is evaporated by the desert heat. However, when the meteorite touched down, heavy rains were rapidly filling the lake's expansive basin, and quickly rising water levels were threatening to swallow up the meteorite, which would have made it almost impossible to find. A team from Curtin University worked tirelessly to find it, narrowing the possible area down using data from the cameras, but eventually they uncovered it. The team leader and planetary geologist, Professor Phil Bland, hand-dug the meteorite from a deep hole in a remote section of the lake bed before water was able to submerge it. The recovery allowed researchers to determine which parent asteroid it might have come from, and it came from really far away. The meteor, dated at upwards of 4.5 billion years old, possibly even older than the Earth, is believed to have originated from a much larger asteroid between Mars and Jupiter. Impressive stats, sure, but what makes this find even more amazing is the fact that mere hours after their discovery, the entire area was flooded. Talk about being at the right place at the right time. In 2019, a drought exposed a strange arrangement of rocks under a man-made lake in western Spain. But they weren't just any old rocks. It was clear that these hadn't fallen into place by accident. They'd clearly been placed by human hands. Consisting of about 150 standing stones meticulously arranged around a central oval, the structure was soon nicknamed the Spanish Stonehenge. Amazingly, research indicates the monument, officially known as the Dolmen of Guadalperro, is over 7,000 years old. While we know little about who was responsible for the site, the stones are thought to have once part of an enclosed structure with a large stone cap forming a roof and was possibly used as a tomb, trading site, or sacred ritual area. But the question is, how did such a clearly significant historic site end up in the middle of a lake? Well, as strange as it seems, this isn't the first time people have discovered the Spanish Stonehenge. The structure had actually already been excavated in the 1920s by a German archaeologist, but the construction of a man-made lake in the area was authorized regardless in 1963, and the structure was subsequently submerged for almost 60 years.
What?
At the time of its construction, the lake was deemed more important than the ruins, seeing as it would be the home to a hydroelectric dam that continues to generate power today. But what do you think? Should a sacred ancient site have been enough of a reason to stop the construction of a dam in the area? Now, during the winter, Rupkund Lake in the Himalayan Mountains is an ice skater's paradise. But when the sun comes out in the summer, so too does something pretty darn terrifying. No, it's not the Great Yeti himself, but it's almost as unnerving. Each summer, hundreds of skeletons float to the surface of the lake, having been trapped in ice for the rest of the year. This makes the lake not only popular among tourists, but also knowledge-thirsty researchers who all want to get to the bottom of things. While the origins of the skeletons are unclear, a long-standing theory suggested that the victims all died simultaneously in a catastrophic event more than 1,000 years ago. However, recent genetic analysis suggests that many of the remains aren't actually from the same time period, but instead accumulated there over the course of a whole millennium. Only 15 of the skeletons share genetic similarities associated with southern Asians from the 9th century, whereas the rest pointed to genetic groups from more than 1,000 years later. Strangely, researchers found that 14 of the skeletons possessed Eastern Mediterranean ancestry, meaning the deceased had, for unknown reasons, traveled all the way from somewhere like Greece or Lebanon to the Himalayas. Considering they probably weren't on a skiing vacation, it's pretty baffling, right? Well, that's not all. 5 of the skeletal samples showed peculiar unhealed compression fractures, which researchers have suggested may have been inflicted by gigantic hailstones during some kind of killer storm. As strange as that is, it would only explain a small fraction of the remains found in Rupkund Lake, leaving the rest open to speculation. Some of the remains might have been migrants seeking new places to settle, or may even be the bodies of the already dead brought to the peaceful site for a sacred burial. Or maybe they were ill-fated explorers driven by a desire to see a spectacular mountain range, killed by their own curiosity or carelessness. For now, the answer remains shrouded in mystery. At around 700 feet below sea level, Israel's Sea of Galilee is the lowest freshwater lake in the world. But even though it's fed by the Jordan River, Israel's increasing drought conditions are causing the lake to continuously shrink. But as we've seen, where lakes dry up, archaeologists tend to lay down their shovels. Luckily, they're often proven right in doing so. In 2015, an archaeological dig in the vicinity of the Sea of Galilee unearthed a large, slightly creepy, ancient bronze mask. The mask was found just outside the limits of the ancient Greco-Roman city of Hippos, and its purpose initially left experts stumped. However, once the mask had been polished a little, removing what proved to be around 2,000 years of grime, experts on ancient Greek gods quickly realized who the mask represented. It turned out the mask, with its 2 small horns, pointed ears, and a beard, bore the likeness of the half-man, half-goat deity Pan. In ancient Greek mythology, Pan is the god of music and the wilderness, and he's often associated with hunting and pasture lands. Given these associations, it's likely that the mask was left there after some kind of ceremony, or possibly as a token of luck to ensure a good harvest. Those who worship Pan are known to have done so through everything from drinking and sacrificing to rituals involving all kinds of naughty behavior, if you catch my drift. This means, in all likelihood, that mask has, well, let's just say, seen some crazy stuff. Still, it'd certainly make a great conversation starter at your next party, or ritual. As strange as it must have been for the finders of the Pan mask to discover a metal head staring back at them in the dirt, it might be just as strange to find an intact statue without a head. That's exactly what happened in Lopburi, Thailand in 2019 when a 150-year-old Buddhist temple emerged after spending 20 years underwater. The temple, like its surrounding village, was completely submerged in 1999 when a dam was built around it. Over 500 houses were demolished during construction, but because the temple was considered sacred, it remained untouched and was left to exist in its new watery home. When it suddenly reappeared after a serious drought in 2019, thousands of tourists came to pray and to place flowers, but were surprised to find a central piece missing, the head of the central 13-foot Buddha statue resting in the sand. With its head likely having broken off somewhere over the 20 years it spent submerged, archaeologists have suggested, sadly, that it's probably too late to find it now. Whether it was eroded into tiny pieces by water currents or stolen by a fish with a penchant for vandalism, its current condition and whereabouts will likely remain unknown. Tragic, sure, but we all know a certain Pan who just so happens to be on the lookout for a body. Jokes aside, the temple once served as a popular meeting place for people in the community. From celebrating religious ceremonies to casual hangouts, the Wat Nong Bua Yai Temple has a special place in many hearts, meaning its reemergence, even with a missing head, was warmly received. But unfortunately, with the drought easing up, it's likely the temple will soon be returning underwater. That being said, all hope may not be lost because, like we've seen throughout this episode, when something goes under, it often comes back up again. Have you ever made a mysterious discovery under a dried body of water? If you do, maybe you'll be featured on the next episode of Be Amazed.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.